Hi there, I'm Chris Ritke, and this is Art of the Call at artofthecall.com, sponsored by EntryThingy at EntryThingy.com. For this episode, I asked Esther Urban to talk about the Onyx Fine Arts Collective in Seattle, Washington, on the web at onyxarts.org. Esther is the curator at Onyx Arts. She's also an artist creating sculptures, metalwork, and other mixed media art objects. She's on the web at estherurban.com.
The call is put out to artists of African descent, and of course the show is for the wider community, because here in Seattle there's, let's say, a growing appreciation for cross-cultural activities. So the viewing and supporting community is quite broad, even though the participants community is focused. You don't come there looking with with an idea of, this is or is not so-called black art. We have in the community, we have a pretty huge variety of what people are presenting, which makes, I think, our particular exhibition more unique. We have people who do glass work, metal sculpture, drawing, painting, abstraction, realism, work that is considered primitive. There's one gentleman who does work that's considered allegorical in nature. So we have a pretty unusual mix. Some of the art is definitely not identifiable as so-called black art, but it's produced by people of African descent. Not just African Americans, but people who are immigrants from other cultures. The space is in a gallery that we rent for the month in the Westlake area of Seattle. It's a fairly large space. There's one wall that's pretty rustic. We participate in the gallery opening, which is held on a first Saturday, in which the entire gallery has an opening, and there are other exhibits going on in addition to our own, but ours is always the biggest exhibit in the gallery. It takes up the most space. And then on the following day, Sunday, then we have what we call an Onyx opening, and we spread the word via the internet, and that's usually quite a noisy gathering also. I mean, it's full. And then throughout the month, on Sundays, we schedule other events, other arts-related events. For example, we have had a poetry reading to draw people in, and the poets come in earlier and they find work that inspires them, and they write about it, and then they come back on that specific Sunday and they perform one or two pieces about a work that inspired them. We have also had a very wonderful jazz musician for one Sunday, and we've had a teenage musician come in and perform for the opening. What else have we done? Last year, the end of the exhibit was close to Halloween, so we had a mask making closing party. So we try to get creative and have events in the gallery that, you know, draw people in to interact with the artists and the producers. Oh, that's always the difficulty in Seattle. Particularly the first two openings, the big gallery opening, and that they're quite social. And that's I would say that's true of pretty much all of the art walks and things like that in Seattle. They're really social. If you want to see and spend time appreciating the art, you go at another time. It's more of a party atmosphere. And of course, on the Sunday opening, we do have, you know, a short ceremony where we introduce the artists, and if there are any awards or anything like that, those are given out. And yeah, it's a big party, which was quite different from what happened in Richland, where yeah, it was a big party, but people were asking questions about the artwork more so than they were in Seattle. I keep a pool of jurors, and I score my jurors. I don't know if you ought to put that in a podcast, so they might be horrified if they ever come across the podcast. But, well, I guess anybody does. I mean, I keep a chart, you know, of when I use them. You know, I rate their performance. People are in the pool come from a variety of backgrounds, from some directors and curators, say, at the local museums, the community colleges, people that I know collect and appreciate art that are, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Public, more or less, a few artists that are prolific, that may teach, and that may do public art and things like that. So, you know, well-seasoned artists. Well, I rate them on how well they use the scale that I have. I have a 1 to 10 scale, where 1 is, of course, unacceptable, and ten is the very best score that they can give a person. So if their scores are generally too high, which tends to be a problem, you know, like the more of the scale that they use shows me that they're being more critical. You know, if they're only using, you know, the top 4 numbers, you know, they want to be nice, and that's not what I'm looking for. And, you know, that makes it really difficult to select a good show if they're being nice. I developed these tactics over, you know, a long period of time because I'm trying to get what I want. I've been curating since a little bit before the turn of the century. The show, The Onyx, has a Facebook page. It has a newsletter, and then we all are responsible for circulating at least the newsletter to our own distribution lists. And I know I personally, when I go to other art events and I meet a person that looks as if when I meet an artist that looks as if they fit into our target group, then I tell that artist about our show and, you know, exchange contact information with him or her, and, you know, try to expand our network personally. So, you know, we've bumped into an interesting assortment of artists that way, from Saudi Arabia and Tunisia and all of that. So we are also working more with the community, at least the people who are able to. and collaborating with other organizations, not necessarily arts organizations, but for example, we're later on in the year, the local Black Historical Society wants to work with us. Some of us have worked with other organizations. I did a project for the National Conference. It's either the National Conference or the National Council of Negro Women. There's an artist house museum in the area that I have ties with, and you know, I'm kind of encouraging the organization to also have ties with, because they have a need, you know, for people who want to be out in the community. So, you know, at least we have an aim for Onyx, I think, to find people who are interested in doing some of the things that I'm doing, like teaching and things like that. Of course, what I'm teaching, I work with, you know, all kids, you know, because in Seattle, particularly in the public school systems, you know, they have cut the arts programs for all the children.
That was Art of the Call at artofthecall.com, sponsored by Entry Thingy at entrythingy.com. I'm Chris Ritke. Music by GMZ Parametaphoriquement, or as the French might say, Parametaphoriquement.